Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Chairman Dean Erdahl. He's the chair of the House Legacy Committee, a representative of rural Minnesota, and so a perfect guest for today's program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good to be talking with you.
Now, today is a second in a two-part series on the Legacy Amendment, and last week we were talking about some of the basics of the Legacy Amendment passed in 2008 by the voters of Minnesota. Tell us, Chairman Erdahl, how does the clean water part of the Legacy Amendment work?
Most of the water money goes to state departments and agencies to deal with water projects, whereas in the Heritage Fund, a lot of our nonprofits like Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, Nature Conservancy receive funding for the projects that they're dealing with.
Okay, and a lot of that stuff is improving wildlife habitat, I presume, that sort of thing?
Right, that's the type of thing that does without their heritage money. We have 24 programs in this bill involving public and private conservation projects. For example, shallow lake restoration, restoring 162 miles of shoreland, restoring and enhancing them. Lots of projects of that type, some land acquisition, but also acquiring some easements as well. Yeah, there's some things you can look at, and it's right there. This was done through legacy money. An example of some arts, history, culture money right in one of my cities, my hometown of Litchfield. We had a building, the Litchfield Opera House, constructed in 1900. Was in disrepair, the brick was crumbling, and was listed as one of the most endangered buildings in the state of Minnesota. And through legacy funding, the exterior has been restored. They're working on the interior now, and I think this will be a real landmark for this part of Minnesota. Another project in Litchfield receiving some legacy money is the Litchfield G.A.R. Hall. It's the Grand Army of the Republic. It's the Legion Hall of the Civil War veterans, built in 1885, had the same problem with the brick, and right now, as I speak with you, they are restoring the exterior of G.A.R. Hall. So these are things you can look at and say that legacy money did that. We have historical societies all across the state. Most of them, probably all of them, get legacy funding. We have arts councils that get the funding through the State Arts Board that's legacy money. Libraries, we have like $4.4 million we put into libraries across the state. And so there's a lot of money that gets spread all over the state of Minnesota. I'll just mention one other thing. Some of the documentaries that have been done, the U.S. Dakota War of 1862, TPT did a documentary. So there's the educational component of this money as well.
Well, thank you, Chairman Erdahl. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Chairman Dean Erdahl. He is a chair of the House Legacy Committee and a representative of rural Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.